Welcome to another episode of Break the Ice Podcast. I'm your host, Julia, and today's episode was delayed. Definitely delayed, and I'm so sorry. I got it done. Hear me out. I got it done. And I listened to it, and it was just an itty-bitty problem. You see, it was really hot when I was interviewing this band. And I guess we didn't notice there was like, I don't know, a slight breeze. And so you can tell that there's a breeze, even though we didn't feel a breeze. So there might be some audio difficulties that I just couldn't get out. But I think that you guys will be able to make out what we're talking about and can tell that we had a blast. And that's the whole reason why I want to put it out, even though there is some technical difficulties in the audio. I had a blast talking to the band Can't Swim. Now, I was super excited to talk to these guys and girl, and I really want you guys to check them out so bad. I mean, these guys are fucking amazing. They are touring right now with Half Mercy and Boston Manor and A Will Away. And I mean, this lineup is crazy, guys. I mean, if you get a chance to catch this, definitely do that. But before we jump into the episode, I have an announcement to make. There is a contest to replace the last contest that we were talking about, the Motionless and White contest. So no more motionless merch, but Can't Swim album ready to ship and give away to one of you lucky listeners. So I was telling them that it would be awesome to have them sign their latest album and give it away. And the album's called Fail You Again, and it is a banger. Definitely go check it out. So I guess the rules for that contest, I want you to comment on our latest post your favorite song and why, which is usually the usual thing I ask. And there's your contest. How about a month, I guess, for the giveaway? And in a month, I will let you know who gets the CD. In other news, I have been dying of working really, really hard on this podcast, on photos and going to shows and getting interviews for you guys. So I am excited to be able to present you guys with the rest of the episodes that are coming up. I can't wait to show them to you guys. I mean, this is probably the best time of my life right now, and I really thank you guys for listening and subscribing and telling your friends, going on a Ouija board and telling your dead grandmother or cat or whatever. But do not forget, please, go follow us on Instagram and Twitter, and go like our page on Facebook. Go subscribe to us on iTunes and SoundCloud and rate us. I mean, comment, do whatever you can. Just type in Break the Ice Podcast on every social media out there, and our logo should come up. We're on Flickr too, and there are photos of Can't Swim on my Flickr. If you guys want to recommend somebody to have on the podcast, any topics that we should be talking about, to tell me how much I suck or how much you fucking love me, any questions, comments, or concerns, feel free to email me at breaktheicepodcast2016@gmail.com. Now, without further ado, here is my windy conversation.
Tour, which is like 5 weeks long. So this is the easiest day. In 5 weeks, it will be the hardest day. So you picked the right day to come.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. So I'm getting the nice version of the van. Like, if I would have done tomorrow, I probably would have gotten the whole
different van. It's fresh every single day. Just slowly rocking.
So I was going to break the ice by saying I can't swim either. Oh, but then I was like, that's cheesy. So I feel a little bit weird saying it now. No swimming, nothing for me. So what is one of your favorite things about touring and your least favorite thing? So we'll go around in a circle. And no repeating.
Okay. Wow, that is hard.
I'm stealing everybody's least favorite, because the least favorite is, you know, when you leave for the first day, you load everything into the van, and then you realize that, wow, we have to do this every day, twice.
Right.
Every single day. That is definitely the worst part, but the best part is, without a doubt, just getting to play a bunch of different places for new people every single day. We're hitting some new cities on this tour we've never been to, and I mean, the fact that we are in a position to get out and play and actually have kids show up, we've all played in front of zero people more times than we'd like to admit, so that's like the coolest thing in the world, and wouldn't trade it for anything.
Wow, my turn. Yeah, that was good.
Spotlight.
I'm going to start with my favorite thing. Traveling in general, you know, I'm always an avid traveler, and before I really started touring pretty heavy, I was like scared to be locked into something, but I forgot that that thing I was locked into involved lots of traveling. So it was great, it works out, and you get to see a lot of cities. Sure, that's true, and that does suck, but, you know, you get to a new city every day, and that's pretty sweet. Worst thing? I don't know. I feel like I don't really eat well on tour, you know? It's Taco Bell probably like 40 times a week, so, yeah.
When you can't find a Taco Bell.
Starve.
All right. I think my least favorite is not knowing you're going to have a guaranteed shower or bed. That's probably the thing I dread the most, so I definitely eat that up while I'm at home. You know, showering every day is good when you can. My favorite thing is probably just being around, like, your friends all the time and getting to have, like, a month of this being your responsibility versus all the other responsibilities you have when you're not touring, like playing drums, playing shows. Like, I like that that's the responsibility, and like learning from that is great. So, yeah.
I have to say my favorite thing is whenever we get to stay at someone's house, first thing I see, if there's an Xbox there, a TV, I'm good. My least favorite thing is like the lack of sleep. That's probably it.
Yeah.
But when they don't, I'm pissed.
Yeah, I don't know. That is hard.
I don't really like anything. I would say my favorite thing is probably Danny's least favorite thing. I just love it. Gives me an excuse to eat shitty all the time. And then, yeah, it's like, oh, of course we have to again, guys. Yeah, duh. And then my least favorite thing, dude, I don't know. Changing guitar strings because I don't know how to do it, and I have to force Chez to do it. So that would be my answer.
That's it.
My least favorite thing: change the guitar strings.
All right. I was waiting for him to say, "I just hate everything."
Yeah, I mean, it's a long list. So.
It's a long list.
Yeah, I'll spare you.
Very few of them are specific to touring as well.
So you guys just released a single called "God Awful." What was the purpose of that? Why wasn't it on the album? Why did you release a single and bless us with music?
Yeah, it was, we recorded a bunch of songs for Fail You Again, and that was one of the songs that just kind of didn't make the cut last minute, and then a couple months have passed by now, we all just like, really liked the song, and we wanted kids to hear it, so we just put it out for free.
Awesome.
Yeah, it was just, it was close, it was like neck and neck with a few other ones, but everybody kind of voted, and it kind of got the axe, and then we decided to put it out.
It got the axe, and
it came back,
it came back to life.
Yeah, like that ghost.
I think we all regretted it a little bit. We were like, this song's awesome. Yeah,
so is there a song off the album that you would take out and have
song in? I like that. I'd probably just put like 3 songs on the album this time and just cut them all so we don't have to play as long. I don't know.
That's hard to say.
Do you know the album very well? Pretty well?
I've been listening to
it. What would you cut then?
no, I wouldn't cut.
Let's flip it on
no,
you.
No, we're not.
Sounds like you cut a few of them, Dan.
No. Okay. Do you want to know how I found your band?
I would love
this
to.
This is how I found the band. I listen to Spotify and they do the discovery.
Yeah.
So that's what I started doing to find bands.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
And one of the songs was Can't Swim From, and it's not from the new album, it's from the EP, and it's Clothes.
Yeah, Your Clothes.
Yeah. Yep. I want to hear that song like 20 times.
Oh, we could do that, yeah.
Like, just that bass and everything. Like, if you would have just released an album
of just that a couple times, yeah.
And just like acoustic, like digital.
Yeah.
I don't know. Just,
that's what we'll just do. We'll just do that for the third record. Just put that one on 12 times.
Put my name on it.
Yeah. You're close.
There's different ways. So, yeah, don't turn it around on me. I liked it a lot. I guess I'd get rid of that
$50 million.
$50 million one. That's the one I'd get rid of.
Okay. It's gone for the next pressing of it. It's gone.
I'm sorry to every fan out there. This was not my idea. Yeah. So what is one of your favorite songs to perform and one of your least favorite songs to perform?
Yeah.
We'll go back in a second. We're starting with you.
Favorite and least favorite?
Yeah.
Favorite's probably Stranger. I don't know. Least favorite? Why in God's name would we perform it if I didn't like it?
You just said you didn't want to.
Least favorite,
I'm just trying
shit,
to help you out.
I don't know, man. There's a song of our first record that we're going to be playing. It's called Way It Was, and it's hard and a lot on me, so I say maybe that one. I like that song.
Okay. Maybe strong word.
Yeah.
Maybe like a song makes, like,
let's say way it was. Yeah.
I enjoy playing Your Clothes a lot. I like that one.
Me too.
And my least favorite to play, I don't know. Death deserves a name. I gotta do a few little things while to play that one.
Yeah.
So it's like, you know, it's pretty, you know, it's hard.
Yeah. I think my favorite is Come Home. Favorite, I don't know, because they're all hard. They're all very technical, and even the most technical ones I still like have fun playing. I'm trying to think of like the most stressful one. I mean, Your Clothes is pretty stressful, but I love playing that ending, so I don't know if I would pick that one. So I have no idea. I'm trying to think of our set. Lentil.
We're gonna ignore you for the rest.
What's your
of
big idea? I don't like playing that one.
Okay,
there's no break for me.
If you said Your Clothes, I think we're gonna just ignore you for the rest of the interview.
No, even how hard that one is, I still like playing it because the end. But I think I'm gonna go with What's Your Big Idea because I literally don't have a break in that song ever. So I don't like that one.
My turn. Your Clothes is my favorite to play. You know, I think I just do a lot of stuff, but not hard stuff, easy stuff. I just get to. First off, I don't play guitar for like half the song, which is great. And I just get to jump around like a maniac at the end, so that's all I ever want to do with my life. And my least favorite, I'm going to say My Choice, I think. Yeah, there's just some singing going on, and I just feel like I was bad at it. So, yeah. My least favorite song, I love playing the song, but it's just super challenging. We have a song called All the Moves We Make Are in the Dark, and I scream for like the whole song. So normally by the end of it, I like literally take a knee because I'm just like exhausted. I do like think that the song is great, but playing it is very, very challenging on me. Favorite song to play? I know everybody said it, but I love playing Your Clothes because I'm the bass player.
I'm all good.
So I get to like, I get to just like,
check this out.
So, but they're all super fun to play. We try and always, like, whenever we're playing songs in practice, whichever ones are the most fun are the ones we usually end up, because we feel like the crowd can kind of tell when we're having a good time up there, so good mix.
Awesome. Two more questions, and then we can wrap it up, cool. Unless you guys want to keep going. my question is, when you started writing for the EP, did you want to get signed, or did you, was it just for fun at the moment, and you just like send it to a friend. I was like, hey, look what I
mean. Yeah, it was exactly that, actually. Messed around on my laptop, wrote a couple songs, sent it to Danny, and Danny is like an engineer, producer, wizard, and said he thinks he could make the song sound
not as bad as they were. And then we just did it together. And yeah, no, it wasn't even, there was no name, there was really no idea for the band at all. And then, yeah, Pierre Noyes, our record label, got in touch with us and really liked the songs and wanted to help us out. And then we started the band. Yeah, so there was no really preconceived notion that it was going to be anything, just kind of goofing off. And then
I feel like everything we've ever done has just been an afterthought.
Yeah.
Even when we were getting ready for touring, it was just like, oh, we like don't have any gear, a van or anything.
You guys had not performed the songs beforehand together,
nope.
Correct?
Nope.
So how was that first show?
Andrew wasn't in the band yet, and Danny was on drums. Yeah, it was pretty. A couple drinks beforehand. Yeah, it was. Everyone was getting a little nervous, but then as soon as we started playing, it was fine. And then yes, ever since we kind of just never looked back.
It's a little bit of a blessing and a curse, kind of jumping in and playing like big shows right off the bat. Our first show ever was with 4 Year Strong,
yes.
And it was sold out, and we were just like, But it was, you know, sink or swim. Unfortunately, you know, we sank.
Well, I
so
mean,
your joke was bad in the beginning.
That's not my bad.
Well, I just said that, didn't I?
Where's the stare? So, what is one, I guess, city that you guys are really excited to play?
Ooh.
Boston.
Boston tonight.
Boston.
Yeah.
There's Boston
our.
Tonight.
We
Baltimore,
have
really. That's a.
Baltimore.
I love you, Baltimore, but come on.
Yeah. We're playing a place called the Sinclair, and it's like one of our favorite venues to play. It's the very last show off the tour. There's a ton. Yeah, we actually haven't been to California since our very first tour a year ago, so it's like to get out there.
Seattle,
yeah, we never played Seattle or Portland, so we hit those. Yeah.
Austin.
We're definitely probably most
excited. You guys are going to love
big
Austin.
Big Austin guy.
Yeah. I want to go back.
Yes, that's true.
I went for a vacation there,
the
and
nicest.
It was like,
yeah.
I'm missing my flight.
Yeah,
after four
yeah.
drinks, I was like, maybe it's a good idea to miss my flight. all right, so anything that is coming in the near future for Can't Swim? Will you learn to swim?
Probably not. We'd have to start a new band. nothing. Touring.
Next month in the UK with a band called Creeper and a band called Microwave. That's going to be awesome. Creeper's the best. Microwave, too. Great guys. Anything cool happens.
So we figure it out day by day.
Every day.
Every day is a new challenge.
Well, usually I end the podcast with a song. Is there a song you guys would like to end it on?
Like
I usually let you guys pick.
Like
off your
song. Off our record. Oh.
Yeah.
Can we pick somebody else's song?
Well, this is for one of you guys.
Okay, okay, so one song, like an unheard track.
Oh, get a deep cut in there.
Get a deep cut.
Don't make me go, now? Like, digging and getting, like, LimeWire and destroying my my computer.
LimeWire is sick, though. I would love to be able to download Can't Swim on LimeWire. I don't think it's up there, though.
Very old beat-up computer. I'm going to just try.
Just go for it.
And then I'll let you know if it worked or not.
Yeah, please do.
Yeah. I heard that.
$10 million, 10 times in a row.
You have form it live for you right now. Maybe Molly?
Yeah, Molly's desk. It's track 11.
Right? Yeah.
On Fail You Again, Molly's desk.
I think it's on Chris's finest lyric.
Oh, thank you very much. And thank you for doing this. Thanks for taking the time to hang out with us.
Break the ice podcast, baby.
Break the ice.
So, yeah, that was our conversation, or my conversation with Can't Swim. As you can tell, it was quite windy, but we had a blast. We had a blast talking about them. Definitely not going to be playing the song that I don't like. Just kidding. But most definitely, again, I can't stress this enough. Please check these guys out. They're on tour right now. They are fucking amazing and down to earth people, and yeah, I mean, there's not much more I can say besides thank you to everybody who's been supporting this podcast. Thank you to everybody who's listened, subscribed. I mean, it means the world to me. So it really is everything, so thank you guys. So yeah, let's jump into these songs. Yeah, songs. So stick around for the next two songs, guys. Thanks for listening. See you next week. Bye.